Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, guys. Welcome to this podcast, guys.
Hello, Jack.
Welcome back to the episode.
Hello, Jack. How you been?
No, you can't keep calling me Jack. You've ruined the whole joke, man.
I know.
Because I was going to turn around and say, if you're an audio listener, you probably think we've got crazy new hosts, but it's just us. But when you said my name, you gave it away.
Podcast.
Oh, this is... Shut up, man. I'm talking.
Shut up. I'm talking.
Shut up. Welcome, everybody. This is honestly, this is actually,
this is a special episode.
This is a special episode. And one of the episodes I've been most excited for, maybe because it was my idea, but maybe just because I think this is an interesting concept. This week, we do not have a guest. This week, we are the guests.
A new type of episode. We have guest episodes. We have main episodes. Special episode. Whoa.
This week, we are your guests. As we have asked our lovely Patreons, our $7 Patreons, we said to them...
Is it really? Only $7?
It is.
Fucking hell, that's amazing.
We said to them, please send us in your questions for us and we will answer them. So we have buckets upon buckets of questions that we're just going to be pulling from and answering. And we have...
But they've been labelled.
They're labelled and they're arrayed in a very simple manner. We have surface level questions, easy questions, silly questions. We have shallow questions, which are a little bit more in depth, but you know, nothing crazy. And then we have deep questions.
Do you mind if I interject? Because I feel like some of our audio listeners might not get this. There are three little bucket tins in front of us. Three little tins with real questions in that you guys... Our lovely viewers have submitted with, and we haven't even reread them. The team has prepped them.
There's about three things wrong with what you said. One, the audio listeners aren't stupid. They probably figured it out. Two, neither the video users or the audio users can see them because we've not shown them on camera.
They're on camera.
No, they're not.
Oh.
They're out of shot.
Well, look, here you are. Do you know what I mean? And there's two other ones.
Yeah, I know.
Surface, shallow, and deep. And we've not seen them, is the thing I want to,
you
know.
Honestly, genuinely believe everyone who watches YouTube is an actual dribbling idiot.
I don't believe that.
I believe
my fans are strong, amazing people who
everyone,
I love.
You think everyone who watches YouTube has to have a bib to catch the drool, right? Like, that's the level of fucking intelligence you expect viewers to have. It's ridiculous.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Jack. I've met some of our viewers.
Look, we're just going to kick it off.
Not
we have
exactly.
All these questions. No worst moment of the week. No, nothing. We are just going to go
really?
Straight. Really? We're going to have nothing but questions this week. This will not be a one-off. We're going to be doing this a lot, and we're always going to get the questions from the Patreon. So if you do want to ask us questions, it's $7. Go subscribe. And don't worry, to reward you for helping us out and giving us questions, we're going to be answering the juiciest of them over there. But anyway, kick it off with shallow.
Oh, right.
Grab a shallow question.
Wait. Can you hear that, audio listeners? That's the sound of your questions, your thoughts. That's the sound.
Only if you're a Patreon.
All right, here's one. From Charlie. Hi, Charlie. What's the best pub in the middle of nowhere you've been to? All right, that really is surface, Charlie. I went to an amazing pub the other day. We was on this amazing walk and we ended up at this pub. Sure, it had some pretty offensive signage out front, but once we got in there...
Are you talking about the pub at Devil's Dyke?
No, not that pub. A different pub on a different walk. You weren't there.
That is a good pub though. And that is a bit in the middle of nowhere.
But we went to this amazing pub and it had the best pub garden we've ever been. It was about an hour away from Brighton. I don't even know where we were. I just know I ended up at this nice pub. I spotted it and they wouldn't serve me food. So I guess it wasn't the best pub.
No, it's anyway, shit.
What's the best pub in the middle of nowhere you've been to?
I mean, it's not the middle of nowhere. I don't think I've ever been to a pub just out in the middle of the fucking sticks.
Do you know what I mean? What?
I mean, obviously Mansfield, I would say, is a little bit of a nothing town these days. And they've got some... I considered buying a pub out there. So, and the pub I was going to buy was a little micro pub that specialised in craft beer. I really like it. So maybe that one would be my favourite little middle of nowhere pub. Can't remember what it's called, though.
You could still buy a pub, man.
I could.
Is it on? Do you think that's something you'd want to actually do?
I probably should buy a house first. I thought about this. It's probably the first step.
I mean, this is why I explain a lot to our viewers, because I just feel like Charlie had an opportunity to ask us anything in the world, and he asked us, what's a nice pub?
Google yeah, but it, we have Charlie. The deep questions there, then the tin's just all as right. big.
Well, when we're done with the questions, we scrunch it up and just sort of...
throw it away, man.
Yeah.
Put it back.
I don't want to litter. I'm not a bad guy.
No, I'm going to ask another show question. Right, well, I wish I picked someone with a... How would you say that name?
Kajsa.
I don't think it probably is said Kajsa, though. Well, I'm sorry. I have no idea how to pronounce your name, but thank you for the question. I just want to know if you're Harry Potter people or Lord of the Rings people.
Lord of the Rings? I've never even fully seen all the Harry Potters, man.
I'm sort of ashamed to say it, but I've never seen all the Lord of the Rings, and I really was into what? Harry Potter as a kid. Like, really.
That's wrong.
I know it is now, but when I was 10, it wasn't exactly apparent.
I had a gut instinct. I knew that it was.
Just knew the
go
black mold
direction.
Was getting her.
I knew.
What? You don't know about this?
No.
She like took a couple of like pictures in her house, and like whatever wallpaper she's got on looks just like her house like got black mold. Really? And if you have black mold, if you breathe in black mold for long enough, it can have like detrimental effects on your brain. And everyone's like, the black mold turned her transphobic.
That's probably why Harry's been saying all this stuff lately. Because in my basement where he lives, there's tons of black mold. And he gets so angry at me because he says, Tom,
in my basement,
you need to get rid of the dryer. There's black mold behind there. And I go, Harry, you call it that. I call it my mold farm.
You actually can't make him. I think as his landlord, you can be sued.
He's sleeping in a different room. And if he sues me, I'll countersue him. I'll dig up.
How?
I'll dig up some shit. I'll make something up. I never lose. I don't know, man.
I would definitely get rid of the black mold in your fucking house.
It's in the basement.
What are you talking about? You don't want to get rid of the black mold.
It's my mold farm.
Fuck off, man. This is why I would never live with you. I can't believe Harry subjected himself to that.
Oh, I'm a lovely roommate. Sure, I don't do a lot of chores, and I'm loud, and I'm playing music late, but I'm also caring, and I'm a good listener. I'm a listener. And
just sort of try to listen.
And I get us a lot of good TV, and I've got an Apple TV subscription, a Netflix subscription,
really,
a Now TV subscription.
Yeah, you're not pirating any of it, then.
No.
Do you want to move on?
Yeah, sure. Why don't we go to a shallow?
Yeah, I think we should.
And what's the difference between surface and shallow?
I don't really. I think it is just a slight upgrade in.
Hang on. You just did one. Surely we're alternating.
All right, fine. That's two. All right. So you better be careful.
There's one. Whoa, this is a massive one. Oh, from Sapphic Sin. In the future, if you're both pursuing your separate things, comedy and filmmaking, would y'all come together and create a comedy film? Or hear me out. Shut up, I'm talking the movie. Like, trust me, that could work. Sapphic Sin.
Do you really think, shut up, I'm talking the movie? You actually know full well I have an idea.
What would Shut Up, I'm Talking the Movie be?
Not for a movie, but...
Our worst moment of the week was super bad this week.
It's like a buddy comedy where we have a really bad worst moment of the week. A joint one. And then it ends with us coming on the podcast and going, you won't believe the week we've had. And that's the end.
I could definitely imagine doing a comedy movie and working with it in some way in Jack, or if you wanted me as an actor or something for a short film.
I'd
certainly be... I'd carve out some time in my very busy.
I'll be honest, I feel less passionate about this idea. I don't really feel the urge to be making comedy films.
Really?
Yeah.
But you could make such a great comedy.
I'm good at doing the delivery of jokes and stuff, but I'm not exactly.
You could write yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to. So that's how that idea is dead.
Why not? Why wouldn't you do a...
No, I just don't want to. I don't feel the urge.
I could do a comedy film. I'd be in it, man.
I'd be in a comedy film. I have no urge to direct a comedy film. I feel like Ben Stiller. No, Ben Stiller acts in all. Yeah, you know, he was in like Zoolander, and he was in fucking. Well, actually, directed Zoolander, so that doesn't count, does it? You know, Ben Stiller's done all that comedy acting, but then he fucking directs Severance. That's what I'm feeling.
You're ready for Severance.
I want to direct something like Severance, but yeah, I'd do my Night at the Museum. I do Night at the Museum. Dum Dum Want Gum Gum. You know? Do you remember that? Did you watch Night at the Museum? I fucking loved Night at the Museum growing up.
All right, go for another.
All right, I guess I won't talk about my love for Night at the Museum then, prick. Anyway. Oh, we've got a thin one. This is from Ace. Why do I keep getting fucking crazy? A-I-S. A's? Eyes?
I don't know.
If you had a child and they wanted to be a YouTuber, what would you tell them? Oh, that's actually quite a good question, to be fair.
I guess I'd want them... No. I wouldn't say no. I don't know, you know. I think by the time that we have kids, the way in which the internet is in this world is going to be very, very different.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more protection around it.
I don't
feel
like that far off having kids.
I think by the time they're like 6 or 7...
By the time they're at the age where they can...
Someone giving them an iPad till they're like 8 or 9, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I think... Well, I did that whole assembly at the school the other day, and I think I'd handle it very similarly, where like they're not my kids, but I'd sort of did this thing of like it's a great thing, and like I've had a great time doing it, and you know, it's been great for my life and career and stuff. But I think a lot of people, obviously, when people like give it a go, they don't know what it's going to entail. And I think just making sure that they're like aware that like, hey, this is what comes with it. And as long as like I make sure that, one, they're old enough. I don't want no one doing it, you know, until like they're 18, realistically. I don't think you should be doing it. I think we were too young.
Really?
Yeah. Realistically, I think we were too young to be doing it.
No.
No. I think you were.
No.
Because no, yeah, think about all the things that come with it, like getting doxxed and shit, fucking 16 years old. Like it is
bad. Yeah, that was one in a, that doesn't happen to everyone.
It happened to most people. In and around us, it happened to most.
Yeah,
people.
I know. But there's like 50 of us, and there's like how many people try YouTube? Like, I don't think my kids.
Yeah, but what I'm okay. Knowing that with a certain success level come, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, what I'd say, I'll answer is, if my kid was going to do YouTube, I would be very protective over my kids using social media, because I think social media has became far more predatory in the past couple of years. Because while it used to be you go to certain places to find certain things, like a YouTube channel you could rely on or a YouTuber, now it's all because of short form, these algorithms that you sort of, probably how lots of you found this podcast through seeing a clip of it. Things are fed to you. You don't go searching for things. But if you watch something for a bit too long, it knows, and that's how so many of these kids can get indoctrinated into the sort of Andrew Tate spheres, that because they've got a bit of curiosity and it can prey on a bit of them that it shouldn't do. So I hate that, and I'm much more worried about social
about
media
consumption
now.
Though, right? Not instead of like active content creation.
Because back in the this leads me to why I wouldn't. I would not. Yeah,
sure.
I watched Adolescence. Like, I get it.
I haven't yet, to be fair. It's my next thing on the watch.
Yeah, but like, bro, like, that made me go like, yeah, no way would I let it. I mean, it's really had effects on all of England. They're like talking about banning phones in all schools now. It's been massive.
Yeah, no, I think...
But like, that's obviously... Yeah, I don't want my
I think social media consumption should be changed, but I also think, regardless of that, there's always going to need to be people making content for it. So I don't think it should disappear. I think it should be changed, but and therefore I wouldn't discourage people or my kids from doing it, but I would want to make sure that they were safe and informed.
Yeah.
In a way that like, it's very hard to be unless you know someone who does it. So I think if anything, our kids are probably in the best spot to do it rather than any old guy's kids, because at least they have us as someone who knows about it.
Because what I loved about my dad growing up is he was always like, look, you can make videos, but you can't show your face. And like, he's the most internet safety aware dad ever, because like, he's like, yeah, you can't play GTA, like, but you can't join this call with strangers. Like, he understood what the actual dangers were. So I had like such a good time on the internet growing up, because I never like saw anything horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I would be worried letting my kid do it. All right, I'm going to take another. Bucket.
The shallow bucket's going quite well.
So shallow's like between
shallow's
service
a
and
sort
deep.
Of rude word for it. These are great questions.
Jack, you're going to like this one. Maria, these are verging on deep already. Do you struggle to finish projects, slash how to maintain focus on one project without getting distracted by other new, shiny creative pursuits?
No fucking clue, Maria. Don't know how to do that. Sorry. It's one of my great flaws. I don't really... No, I don't know. I think...
Yes is your answer.
What?
Do you struggle to finish projects?
Yes. No, I'm not to I'm quite good at getting things finished. There's not many things I've started and then not finished. I'm not very good at necessarily starting things. Once things are started, I'm quite good at seeing them through to the end.
Really?
Yeah, I just... My thing is sometimes I'll have an idea for something that I then don't pursue. But I don't think it's bad to get distracted by other things so long as you are... I don't know. I've never experienced not getting something. I'm quite good at seeing things through all the way at least. So I don't really know.
I would say like the last 20% of anything's always the hardest bit. So that's where it's really difficult to abandon it. But like, I think it's good. It's not a bad thing to have lots of things you're very excited about and interested in. And it's also not bad to, you know, try lots of... Once you find a thing that you're like, I fucking love this,
it becomes a lot more natural to find.
Yeah, if you're doing lots of things and you don't finish them, like, that's fine because it's all... You're doing stuff and that's progress. So I don't really see that as a bad thing.
That's a good point.
But like, you kind of accidentally finish stuff, you know? Or maybe you go away from it for a bit and then you come back to it and you have a whole different lens. Like, I think it's very easy to frame this stuff as actually quite a good thing. But like, also things come in like waves and... Like for me with my comedy, you know, like I had like a year where it was all I wrote about, and then the past couple of months I've like your inspiration changes and all of that. But I think it's just about having your arms open to it and like searching for it.
I think one of the best... my thing has always been just do things as and when you feel that doing that thing is like the right thing to do. Yeah. And a lot of the time through trying, you do find what like... You can force motivation if you want, but a lot of the time the best thing to do is try and find the thing that just sort of makes it feel natural.
It's good to push yourself if you know you love something, but if you don't love it, then don't.
Yeah, I think...
If you know, like, you take a bit to get into it and you know, right, like for me with writing, it's like, okay, I could sit and write right now for an hour, or I could go on a walk and then go to the gym and then take myself to this nice spot in a park where it's sunny and then write. Like, it's good to do the effort to get yourself into that place. But then if you do that and you get there and you don't want to do it, like, yeah.
Mm.
You know, like I used to wake up early to edit, and I knew I didn't love waking up early, but I loved editing, and that was like worth it.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Wow. We're getting already.
Hey, what are you doing?
Sorry.
Cheeky git.
Are you sure you want to go for another shallow? You don't want to try surface? Jack, if this is shallow, imagine what deep is, man.
I know. We'll go back to surface after this, and then maybe we'll brave deep. I know. I'm scared.
Imagine
of the
these
deep
are
end.
The shallow ones. I don't want to fucking...
I'm scared
know.
Of the deep end, man.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is from Joaquim, I'm going to say that's what he said. When it comes to music, how would you rank what's most important for a song to be good / for you to like it? Actual music, like the instrumental, lyrics, or vocals? Oh, so like...
Mate, why do people want to know what we think about it? That's awesome.
I know very little about music, so I suppose you're just asking, for you, what makes a song good? And for me, it's vocals, not lyrics. Like, I don't care what people are saying, just whether their vocal sounds good.
You don't care what people are saying?
No, I don't give a shit.
What?
I do not give a shit about lyrics.
What the fuck?
I couldn't care less. It's all about the sound. I don't care what they're saying.
What?
I just like the way it sounds. If I wanted to know what they were saying, I'd read a book. I don't give a shit about what they're saying.
What the fuck, man?
What? I mean, don't get me wrong. If it also has a good message, that's great. But I'll be honest, it's pretty nominal in my like desire to listen to something. I don't care to listen to something again because it has a good message. I'll appreciate the message once and then be like, did that sound good? Yes or no?
And you're not... Yeah.
I don't give a shit what they're saying.
Okay, I now completely get why you didn't like the Bob Dylan movie.
No, no, no. That's not to say I don't like, I can't appreciate it. It's just not what makes me like songs.
Going like, No.
I like the sound of his voice. I don't, yeah, I couldn't tell you what any of his songs are about. I weren't paying attention. I like don't care. I just don't care. I like when I'm adding a song to a playlist, I'm like, does the way this sound good to me? And it's like, yes or no. I don't care what they're saying. That's usually a secondary thought. I'll probably listen to it again and be like, what's this about then? I don't think that's too unusual. I'm like shocked that everyone's so shocked. I think people do that.
I think, for me, I'm a melody person. I hear the melody much more than the lyrics. It's more important to me. But like, I don't disregard the lyrics.
I'm not saying I'm disregarding them. I just...
But like, it influences the whole song. Massively.
If I thought something had shit lyrics, but it sounded great, I wouldn't care. It's like all of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their lyrics are fucking ridiculous. You ever listen to it? It's like, firstborn unicorn, heart goes out for... Like, what does that mean? Like, it just means nothing. But like, it sounds great, so I don't care.
But like, okay, like Elton John or David Bowie, some of their lyrics are like really weird, but it still really means something.
I don't think... Again, with my example, I don't think firstborn unicorn, hardcore, soft porn meant anything. I really don't.
I think it probably did. It definitely does.
I probably did. But you know what? I can't work it out, so I don't care. that's probably more what I mean.
What the fuck? Okay, pass me this question. What? When it comes to music, how would you rank most? Okay, for me, I'd say I care lots about music. I can't. What the hell, man?
I care a lot about music as well. I just don't care what people are saying with it. I just love sounds and like feelings that they encapsulate. You know, like a sound.
I get that, but that's an emotion. I love that too. I don't like not hear lyrics. Like Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. I think the soundscape of the whole song's amazing. But also, fucking Together, Wendy, We Can Live with the Sadness. I love you with all the madness in my soul. What?
That's
a lyric.
Cool. Yeah, but if one resonates with you, that's different. But
like, everything resonates with me.
Yeah, I don't often find that I come away thinking that was a really good lyric. I don't find that.
I've started finding that more so now. I'm getting like. In lots of, it depends what specific. This winter, I found lots of music that I've suddenly been like, oh, I really get the lyrics. But I've also been writing more, so paying a lot more attention to it. But like in Sam Fender's music, Mac Miller's, Springsteen's, Chapel Roan, like Good Luck Babe is so good.
No, I love that song. I have no idea what the lyrics are. No clue. Apart from the good luck, but you'd have to stop the,
you know, it's good,
stop
good
the feeling. I suppose I do know the lyrics.
It's about her talking to, I'm pretty sure it's about her being in a situationship with someone, but then them not committing to being bisexual and her being like, you can kiss 100 boys in bars, but it's not going to change the fact that, you know, that's what it's about.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'll be honest, that doesn't really like that's
does that
cool.
Make you connect to it more? Because it like,
no, because I don't, I'm not,
but it's every,
I'm not in a weird bi situationship. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's,
but
sorry, I shouldn't say weird, but like,
in a weird bi.
No, I shouldn't. Weird was not the right word, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm not in like that situation, and I haven't been. So I don't.
Have you
care.
Heard a song that the lyrics have really spoke to you?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Give us an example.
I can't think of them right now. I'd have to like sit and think. I think I don't know.
Like, oh wow. Jeez,
I just love the sound of that song, but I don't really like. That's cool for her, and I'm sure that means a lot to her. I don't relate to it. Like, that's great for her though. Well, it's probably not. Probably was a bad experience.
Loved,
but you know,
did you like English language in school? Like, that was one of my favorite things.
Nah, I fucking hated it. Hated it.
Like, I look, because like
barely passed it.
It's also like how people put things into. Like, there's a lyric in Sam Fender's song "Nostalgia's Lie" where he's talking about how, you know, he's like not. He's just got some amazing lyrics. One of them is, with all I've gained, there's something lost. Where he's talking about, you know, even though he's now famous and all this shit, that like there's not something in him now that he doesn't have, you know? Or I don't wear the shoes I used to walk in. I think it's such a nice...
So this is the thing.
People just can phrase a whole thing in a sentence and that's beautiful.
It is cool. I just...
That's like an art within it. It's poetry,
you know? Yeah, yeah. No, it is.
Joaquin, mate, you fucked us with this question.
I just don't.
Never in my life did I.
Don't. I guess I don't really.
Like, I like, and you know, if I really get into something, I like then analysing it later.
Okay, I've never done this. People in the comments, how do you listen to music? What's important for you? Because do any of you like with Jack like that?
I'm not saying, I think you possibly, I've hammered it.
No,
too,
no, I
too
get
much.
What you're saying. But
it's not that I don't care about any of that. But if I'm picking songs for like my playlist or like songs I'm going to listen to, or my favourite song.
Yeah.
The lyrics are like not a, that's like a, they're like an afterthought to whether I
sure,
like the
wow.
song or not. Rather than like a deciding factor.
For me, it's, for the record, it's the melody and how it sounds. Then it's sort of the production a lot of the time, slash the song itself. Then it's sort of the lyrics and the instrumentation.
So is the last in yours as well?
Yes, but it's all, that's just because I don't hear it. It's probably not the last, there's probably other specific things, but like that's just like how I hear it. But it's not. Like the chorus is so important to me, and it's sort of part of the melody. And I don't know, it's like it's got a rhythm to it, you know.
Sure, I guess.
All right, let's go to another question because this is freaking me out.
Well, we got to go back to surface.
Are you sure you don't want to dive into deep?
Not after that.
Okay,
that would be bold to go straight into that.
No, screw it, man. I want to go to
no.
Deep.
Oh. One of them, and then maybe we'll do it.
Quick, the other is getting married. Top three things you put in a speech for them, Mia.
Thanks, Mia.
What would you say for me, man? I'm getting married. First of all, assuming you're even doing a speech at my wedding. Do you know what I mean?
Who's going to be your best man?
Freddie.
All right, speech is going to be worse. I would That's give a much better speech than Freddie.
Yeah, it wouldn't have as much soul. Would not have as much heart.
Wait, well, mine wouldn't or his wouldn't?
Yours wouldn't.
Probably not, no.
No.
Mine would have a lot of good quips, though.
Yours, I can imagine. Yours would be like, you're like, oh, I haven't wrote Tom's speech yet the night before.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I would lament over it. Pissed off about something.
What would you say in my speech?
What would I say if I had to come up with it off the top of my head? I'd say you're, I would, because it's sort of not just about you, is it? It's about the coupling you have. I suppose you're not in a relationship, so it's sort of hard to say.
Oh, thank you so much for reminding me of that.
It's all right. So I'd probably, but like whoever this lucky lady or man is, I would probably say.
Or them.
Or you know, any, fucking the whole range, whatever it is. I would say like, they're a fucking tough cookie for, you know, putting up with you. You know, I'd start a little tongue in cheek. I'd be like, oh,
I wouldn't like whatever. I'd pause your guy. I didn't like that.
You get over it. Everyone in the room would chuckle. They go, yeah, we get it. He's difficult. And then I'd say, but look, at the end of the day, Tom's one of the most, you know, he's one of the most hardworking, talented guys I know. And I think to be there to support him through that and is a real task. And I think, you know, that's very good. That's really good. And that's really good. And I'd say, I'd tell a story, maybe, if I was off the top of my head, I'd...
So it's just your worst moment of the week.
No. I'd, like, about us, you knob. I'd talk about, like, maybe a time we shared on tour, but
I'd go, oh, hear that, Agnes? Wasn't that nice?
Those of you who don't know, Agnes is from Minecraft. She's from the Minecraft dev team, and Tom
she's
is in love with her.
I'm not in love with her, man. She's just, she's got a nice soul. So, right, let's get a deep question.
How do you feel about Agnes from the Minecraft movie? He's gonna say.
This one's just for Jack.
Okay. Give it here then.
No, I'm gonna read it to you.
Okay, you read it to me.
So, Jack. Or maybe his name's Jack. I don't know. Jack, how the fuck do you remain disciplined to do things? I have a bunch of self projects I want to do, but I can't get myself to do them because the initial dopamine rush is gone. How does someone get around that? I think it's an ADHD type.
You read
question.
It with such a. I imagine. I actually get the. Oh no,
yeah, don't ask me. Don't fucking. I'll just sit here.
Oh,
like
it is for me. No, yeah, their name's Sol. I guess.
I don't know because I'm chemically balanced.
No. It's a
not
great
true
question.
Either, is it?
Are you going to cut me off to answer this question?
Oh, sorry.
Answer,
fucking coming from you. Sorry, just because you often cut.
Well, yeah, but I have sort of a medical reason. You're just being a prick. so how do I remain disciplined to do things? You're right. The sort of often when you have an idea for a project, the initial dopamine rush is like the best bit of just having the idea, and that can be a bit annoying. I think Or at least it can feel that way sometimes. But I think what I've found is in getting through projects and releasing them and having the dopamine rush of that, I've realized that that is greater. I suppose I'm in a fortunate position where like social media is sort of built to give you a dopamine rush. And because a lot of my projects end up on social media, I get that big high of like view count and comments. And like, as much as those shouldn't be the things that motivate you, like at the end of the day, like in a chemical sense, it works. So I suppose for me, I'm very fortunate in that my end result is something that brings a lot of dopamine. So I suppose then, given that, I would say find a way of giving yourself that same thing. So find a way of making sure...
Sticker chart.
I would say a sticker chart probably wouldn't be my way of doing it. But something along those lines, like something that you can do for yourself when a project is done and realized that you will give you such a dopamine hit, that it's something, the anticipation for which will keep you going throughout would be
Habit
good.
App.
Again, I would say a lot, it's kind of also the thing I was saying earlier with when you find a thing that you really enjoy, it gets easier and easier. And I think, I'm not saying whatever you're doing isn't something you enjoy, but I tend to find that the more a project speaks to me, the easier that process becomes. So I also think as you do more things and discover yourself creatively, I imagine it will naturally become easier. I've found that it has. Also just with age has been another thing. You learn more about yourself just naturally through experimentation. So I think just keep trying, even if you don't, even if you keep giving up on projects, like the person who asked earlier, I think as long as you keep trying and seeing how far you can get, you are making progress. You know, like even if you're getting to 70% of a project rather than 50% every time, that's progress.
Notes app to-do list. Bullet points. Will you get another deep question, please? That wasn't me undermining you, by the way. That was me keeping it funny while you were giving a serious answer, by the way. It was more like yin and yang.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So this is funny because they didn't say this question was for you, but I'm gonna go as far as to say it is. Very blunt, as you can see, it's quite.
Don't love this.
Isley, I'm sorry, I don't know how you say that. Says, how do you deal with breakup?
It could be for you.
It's been a while since I've had to deal with that, so I don't really.
Well, clearly from my amount of square videos and depression diagnosis, really, really well. No.
I think you've handled it all right.
It was a lot of things. It wasn't. That was just the
yeah. It was a
tip.
It was a factor
edge. Yeah. It wasn't the tip.
It was the straw that broke the camel.
No.
You've been broken ever since. Anyway.
No, but
there's a reason they got it broken up with. Broken, you know.
So I mean, it was like a sledgehammer on my soul.
Yeah, but anyway, how have you dealt with it?
It was mutual. It was mutual. I'm not
saying that every time.
But it was. You have to. The last thing I want is to alienate anyone.
So yeah, how do you deal with it? Eiley wants to know. I think Eiley.
Yeah. Hey, Eiley.
Mad names in this Patreon, by the way. Can I just say
let me think. Just I'm really thinking them.
Sorry. Yeah. Please think.
I went to Switzerland.
Yeah, but that didn't end.
That wasn't. Don't do that.
That made it worse.
Don't do that.
I think if I could help,
please.
I think you've have a lot of urgency. I think you've I think you've really gotten quite passionate about your work. I don't think you've like overworked, but I think you've really like
I'd say my creative development has come quite a long way in the past 5 months.
It's like it's you've not worked, maybe you have worked harder, but I wouldn't say like it seems that you've done any more volume of work, rather than you've just sort of like, you've taken your passion and you've put it into your work.
I'd say because you have a lot, what I've done is because you have a lot more time, I've filled that time with things that are healthy, that I love mainly. It's like music. I've done just so much music. I've sort of learned, like I spent a lot of time doing things like that and exploring new things that I love. So I like learned Logic Pro, and that's been really fulfilling to do that. I've done lots of reading. I've done lots and lots of journaling. And I think, how do you deal with breakup? It's just shit. So you just have to fucking put double the effort in to like be kind to yourself, which is something I struggle with. But, you know, through journaling and reading and if there any advice I could have given myself, it would have been hang out with my friends more, because you don't realize how much they've got your back and they kind of can't always see what's going on in your head or where you're at. So I'd say if I had any advice to deal with it, just lean more on your friends or anyone you've got a connection with, and don't rush into anything else. And just other passions that you have. Things that, you know, because the thing that you miss when you have a breakup is this is deep, isn't it? Is the amount of like sort of love you have in your life. It's really difficult to suddenly go without so much of that. And you have to lean on yourself a lot more. So being able to work on projects that you can get that back from. So for me, that's often been making a song and then producing it and then being able to listen back to a demo I've made and being like, oh wow, I love this, I'm really proud of this. And then you've getting some, you know, you've created some love in your life that isn't coming from a person. I found that's been very helpful.
Hmm.
Oh, that was fucking
no, that's nice,
but
though.
Yeah, no, but it is, it's, I, you know, like that's look like on comedy or like film or where you can get things other people have put love into, you can get it back. And but being able to make it yourself for me has been a real,
I just think, look on the bright
grace.
Side is a good bit of advice, because you like you said, you reclaim a lot of time.
It's true.
So all of a sudden you can start doing shit that you're like, all those things you're like, oh, I don't have time for this, you can start doing.
Yeah.
And you reclaim a lot of money. A lot of money. Partners are expensive.
That's very true.
So, and you can start treating yourself more. All those treats you were buying for them, buy them for yourself. Woo!
It's true. I have bought a couple more posters.
Exactly. You know?
My room is decorated.
Yeah, you started Ubering us up to have walks.
That's true. But I would have done that anyway.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have.
You're famously very tight.
Yes, yes, I am. But for this, I really needed these walks. So I
when you're it's time to invest.
Whenever I decide something's worth it, I'll spend whatever.
You will, yeah.
I very rarely operate. My thing is, I very rarely ever think anything's worth the money, ever. However, this is something I think this is worth the money.
I'm going to dive back into the pot.
Oh, the deep pocket. Jesus, the deep.
Do you want to read this one? It's your turn.
Oh God, yeah. Now I'm on the edge a bit. I'm like, God, they can penetrate your.
We'll drop back down in a minute.
Nora, when did you guys become like proper people? Like, when do you feel like you were able to form your own beliefs and get lives of your own? And how do you think the internet affected that?
It's a good question. Do you want to go or?
I will. I'm on a roll, but I think like. I don't know, it's weird, because when I was 16, I remember looking back and being like, God, I was so young and stupid back then. And then when I was like 18, I look back at 16, I was like, God, and now I'm 20 and I look back at me a year and a half ago and I'm like, so I think that never changes, that you're like kind of, you know, your beliefs. Yeah. But I think for me, it was a lot in the last year when I got my own belief in myself and lives of my last year and a half, last year, because you sort of, a lot of the ideas you build up in childhood are kind of, at least were for me, sort of knocked down. I think, but I think at some point you sort of, you do something without realizing, which is when you realize you're properly being yourself and you're not trying to be anything else. For me, that was, yeah, and you kind of ebb and flow out of that. But for me, I really remember when I was 16 and making those vlogs and videos being like the most me I'd been. And I didn't even really mean to be. And then I think, I think that's when I first was like, oh yeah, this is proper. And then I think how the internet affected it, like, I don't know, probably very good ways and very bad ways.
Yeah, I think hearing you answer that, so I can remind myself of the wording. Hearing you answer that, I'm like, yeah, I felt the same. And it essentially made me come to the conclusion that I can only imagine that there's never going to be a point that you can pinpoint as feeling like a proper person. Because I think every single...
Well, people say when you have a kid, that's when you're like an adult.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that's the same thing.
Sure.
And what I'm saying is, I think there's going to be, for your entire life, you're going to look back on the last couple of years and think, God, me right now is the most like whole I've ever been. And I think you're just going to continue. I think that's the beauty of life. Every single year you gain more experiences.
I don't think you always look and go, I've definitely, once I was like, that was the most whole I was 16, then gone further away from that and then back closer to it. And
but what I'm saying is, like, yeah, I think there's an immediacy where you can probably point back to somewhere in the recent past and say, like,
yeah.
Oh, like a month ago, maybe. But what I'm saying is, I think for the rest of your life, you're always only going to be within a few months of the best point. Because I think that is always just going to move as you get older and you develop more experiences and you develop more opinions and you develop more. I think individuality and sort of that sort of like idea when you have your own beliefs and stuff, that only, it's like wisdom, isn't it? And it only comes with time and knowledge. And I think the longer you live, I think until the point that you start getting like dementia age, where your brain starts deteriorating, I think you're just going to feel more and more like you are becoming the person that you're meant to be. I would guess.
I don't think that's true.
What do you think? Do you think there's going to be a day where you've just achieved it and then for the rest of your life?
No. I think it's about maintaining it. I think you understand what your set of needs are as a person, and which are ever changing, and then it's about maintaining to meet those. Like,
but I think exactly what you said, they're ever changing.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you always like... Okay, I put it this way. I just watched Disney Pixar's Soul, yeah? And they say in Soul, this is a good rule, that when you love something, you love it. But then when your love turns to an obsession, you become a lost soul. And at any point, which makes complete sense to me. So then, what you have to do is keep an eye on that, because what you don't want to do is love something. And you know what I mean? It changes over time.
What's that got to do with this?
No, just your point, what you said. I don't think you're always the best you've ever been.
No, I'm not saying it. No, that's not what I said. No, that's not what I said at all.
It is.
No, I didn't. It said, when do you think you became proper people? Like, when do you feel that you're able to form your own beliefs and get lives of your own? And I'm saying, I think for the rest of your life, you're always going to look back and go, God, I'm the most individual. Like, maybe not the most individual. I know what I'm trying to get at. It's like, I think as you get older, you're always going to look back at your younger self and be like, I was wrong about this.
What
I'm saying? Like, I think you're always going to
look back. You're going to have the power of hindsight, yeah.
Exactly. So I imagine, like, right now I'm like, oh, I only feel like within the last year. But I'm sure if you ask me in 10 years' time, I'm going to say the same thing. Like, I just think it's a forever pushing question. But with the internet, I think, for me, I think the internet just helped me understand other people's perspectives way better. I think in having an audience and having them sort of comment on the things I was saying and doing, although that can be a bit daunting, what it did show me is that everyone has different perspective and life experience, and that everyone feels a different way about everything. And therefore, I don't know, I think it helped me when I do create beliefs and sort of have ideas, be more holistic, because I've been lucky enough to have heard and seen so many takes and opinions on the things I do and the things I've said. And I think although that can be daunting, that is really good. I think prior to being an online creator, had some ideas and beliefs that I don't agree with now. And I think in seeing so much perspective changed that for the better. And I think that's been really good. But I would say it also inadvertently puts a lot of your self-worth on that perspective and opinion of other people. And that's not always good.
Yeah. See, I was raised woke, so I don't relate to that.
No, I'm not. Whoa. You just really taken it. You just like turned around and went,
But yeah. Can we just take one from the surface one?
This has been a lot. It's been
too difficult, man.
You're allowed.
But also,
please.
I'm kind of scared of the I kind of want to go in again. Is that crazy?
I
kind of scared of what's in there.
Look, let me have a. I'll just have a look at this one. And I'll make.
I'm scared of it.
Well, that's just. I'll save that for the Patreon. That's just aimed at me.
What?
That was just aimed at me.
You just took one and just didn't read it.
It was about my ADHD diagnosis, but I thought, well, Tom can't really weigh in here, so I'll save it for.
I'm going to grab.
If you want to hear more about that, Patreon.
No, Katie asked, what was the crew's worst moment of the week? She's trying to get other people involved. Oh, stupid holistic charitable catering.
That actually maybe is a Patreon thing. We try and get the crew more involved.
Why are you putting them all in the Patreon?
No. All right, I realise I've backed to back too, but we do genuinely, the crew get a bit more involved on the Patreon. I feel like that's
all right, I'll do another service one.
Well, hang on, I'll keep it in my Patreon pocket. Setting some up for
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Joshua, boys, what is your favourite pint? I.e. Guinness, neck oil, etc.
Oh, God, you've asked the right fucking guy. Okay, let me.
This is the laddie section of the podcast. We've hard turned from talking about identity and creativity to and breakups to our favourite pint.
Mine beer is part of my identity.
That's really good. Mine is a Copperberg.
That's not a pint.
Pint of cider.
Wait, they said beer though, didn't they?
No, just pint. Have a pint of cider or a Smirnoff Ice.
You can't have a pint of Smirnoff Ice.
Yes, you can. If you're going to put you can have a pint of
wet wipe.
You can have a pint of anything if you put it in a pint glass. I can have a pint of mud, idiots.
Fucking
Smirnoff Ice is tasty.
Nancy behaviour, mate, drinking a pint of Smirnoff Ice. What are you going to do? Go join a bunch of fucking GCSE students on a field? Fucking wrong end. I would say...
Cider. Copperberg is my number one.
Yeah, Copperberg is a bit of a...
What, man? I'm not a beer drinker.
No, I just think you're picking Nancy drinks. Man.
How am I picking Nancy drinks?
I just think you're picking drinks that sort of teenagers drink when they're first trying alcohol.
Well, what should I be drinking now?
Just more mature shit.
Guinness?
Man.
No, mate.
I love a Guinness. That was going to be my pick, by the way. I had some great Guinness when I was in Japan. They treat you nice if you have a Guinness over there. They pour it properly. They put a shamrock in the foam.
What's your favourite pint? Is it a Guinness?
Yeah. And then they gave me...
Is it? Is that your favourite pint?
But let me finish. I ordered a pint of Guinness at this pub in Japan and they came over and went, present. And they gave me a pair of Guinness socks. Oh! Got a pair of green Guinness socks for St. Patrick's Day.
Let's take a shallow question.
Whoa! Not finished.
You've already said what your favourite pint is.
Yeah, Guinness. But that's a stout. I would say my favourite lager...
This is alky behaviour, man.
No,
you can't call me a nonce. My favourite. And then not expect me.
I'd rather be an alky than a nonce, mate. I would say...
That's fair. That's pretty fair. Touché, actually. Yeah, touché. Not a nonce?
No, I know, but you just pick noncy drinks.
I'm getting too defensive about it, aren't I?
I would say my favourite lager. You know what? Basic as it is, I actually really like a pint of Stella.
Shallow question. This is fucking massive. Oh, it's just one for Jack as well. Why are they all for fucking Jack? None of the only one for me was how do you fucking break
people
up?
FW me. That
all of yours. You're gonna love this, Jack. If you could make your dream film tomorrow, who would be the top three or five people in the industry that you would want to work with? Can be anyone: directors, actors, producers, writers. Just your dream team. I'd also love to do a film in the future, and I find the way you talk about it really inspiring. Backward smiley face. God, borderline getting a little flirty in this one.
Well, don't accuse him of that.
The backward smiley face.
You've done enough wrong and shit there today.
You just said you wanted a Stella.
Yeah, Stella.
That's wrong.
Anyway, that's not wrong.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't.
It is if what you do after
fucking
you
mind it, mate. Because of the Stella. That's hard.
Three or five people in the industry you'd want to work with.
But this is the thing. I'm judging people off of their past performances here. Don't, like, some people...
shut up, man. You wouldn't pick me?
No.
Why?
You have no acting experience.
Not true.
No proper acting experience.
Not true.
Go on.
I'm in Black Mirror, mate. I'm in fucking Black Mirror. I'm a fucking actor.
And who are you playing Black Mirror, Tom?
Tommy
your fucking
in it.
Self, you div.
And you know how hard I had to act.
Had you to play yourself in Black Mirror.
Yeah, but play myself in a mystical world. I'm an actor, mate. I've got a fucking IMDb. Do you know what I mean?
I have an IMDb.
I'm a high profile talent that you could secure right now and you're not.
I don't want you.
He's offering himself.
$10,000.
That's all I want.
That's pretty cheap for an actor.
I know.
I would say...
For an A-list.
As much as I don't... People, don't judge me on whether these actors are good or bad people. I'm just talking about them in films because I don't know. What? Leonardo DiCaprio is one of my favourite people to see in films. I think he's like a very versatile actor. I think he's done a few of the Tarantino films, and I think in those films, he's really pushed beyond what I would say is his sort of archetypal role. I think he's really, really versatile in a way that really surprises me. And Django Unchained is like such a great performance from him. I probably honestly pick McKenna Grace purely and simply because I know her well enough that I think I'm confident that we could work together. What was it? How many people did I get to pick?
Don't know. Three or five.
Three or five. You got to go for Samuel L. Jackson. Also worked with Leonardo DiCaprio before, so I feel like that's a great, again, Django Unchained, but great performances in that film. Timothy Chalamet is fucking incredible right now. He's like the it boy in Hollywood. And then one more. Who would I pick? I'm really bad with names. What's her from Lady Bird? What's her
name? Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great.
She is great.
And she has chemistry with Tim.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to fucking get another shallow one.
And hope it's for you.
Oh my God.
I'm supposed to be reading this next one. Oh yeah. No.
I'm reading it. It's happening now. I'm the better reader of the two.
You're not. You read it in a weird cadence.
I read them dramatically. Woodrow. Would you push people to make the jump and try to fully pursue their creative dreams, or instead make sure they have a stable/job situation first? I feel like a lot of your viewers are at massive... Woodrow, sorry.
Yeah, just burp into the mic, mate.
I feel like a lot of your viewers are at massive turning points in their life revolving around possible career decisions, and it would be nice to hear the thoughts of people who took that creative leap and succeeded. Well, Woodrow, I feel like I was a child when I took that leap, so I'm going to hand this one to Jack, because I didn't really leap nothing. It just kind of... I just ended up.
But I did that talk at the secondary school recently, and I did I put it out as a video. So I did like quite an in-depth bit on it there. So I'll summarize it now. But if you really want to know like fully what I think, it's watch that video. It's a good, like, that's the best way of hearing.
Just did it again.
What?
You son of a bitch. You just linked someone to a video of what you're about to, instead of talking
this
about it.
This is a video.
Shh. Anyway. Answer Woodrow. Would they push people to make the jump? Or instead make sure they have a stable job first.
My honest advice is, don't worry, I think everyone should pursue what they creatively want. But at the end of the day, life is life, and life gives you responsibility and bills, blah, 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 blah. I think people should always make sure that they've got something going on in the background that they can fall back on. A safety net is really good. But I think you want to make sure that if you do have a big creative passion, that you cut out ample time for it. So I think, I don't think I'm anyone who's like, focus everything on a safe career. Like, no, make sure that there's something ticking away in the background that you can rely on. Because with creative industry, it is a little bit like luck-based and a bit like... It's not as easy to predict as like, if you get these grades, you're probably going to get a job in this industry because that's what they're looking for. Like, you know what I mean? So I would say, I would always encourage people to have a backup job, but it doesn't have to be something really in depth. It can be quite simple. And then I would say only take the leap and really fully commit when you have the confidence that it will be able to support you, that it's the right thing for you. I would say is when you take that full leap, I think those two things are the most important. But you never know what's exactly right for you, and you never know if anything's going to work out 100%. You don't need to be certain of these things. You just need to be very sure.
Right. I'm ready for a deep one. Dive.
I'll rummage about.
Dive in, man.
I've got one.
Oh,
right
God, there's
the
so
bottom.
Many. Oh, no. There's
one
so
right
many.
The bottom. I'll just
They're going to penetrate
in.
Our soul.
Right, but that's. Lax on the sort of sexual innuendo, please.
How is that? Penetrate is not a sexual word. You're a pervert.
Will asks, what's the strongest emotion you've ever felt? What was happening? Did you take anything from that into the rest of your life?
Probably grief.
Technoblade.
Yeah. Please, will you turn off the Discord notification on your MacBook mirror now?
It was him. He's messaged. He was saying cheers, Tom.
Sign. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. What about you, Jack? Please don't say sex.
I wasn't going to say sex. Why the fuck would I say sex? I don't know what the strongest emotion I've ever felt is.
And how did it carry... Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Strongest emotion? Oh, I love this. This is the type of shit I'd love.
This is a great question. I couldn't tell you.
I feel like probably excitement, like when I got when we brought Betty home in the car. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I feel like emotions are so much stronger when you're a kid.
Yeah, I feel like in the past couple years, it would have probably been that. Or all of mine had linked towards techno, really. I really remember on the Dome show when the big slide of Technoblade came up and then I turned around and I like saw like thousands of people cheering, and that was pretty like...
I've had moments, obviously, where I felt very in love. Over the last few years, you know, me and Ellie, like as our relationship strengthens, I go very like, oh, I'm very in love. And like, that's a very overwhelming feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, you know, people say you can't describe it until you've felt it. And then you do feel it. You go, oh, this is that thing everyone says you can't describe. I get it.
Yeah.
So I suppose that would probably be it. But I couldn't tell you like the exact moment where that happened. I remember the first time I was like, oh, I'm in love with this person. I remember that, but I don't know what's the strongest I've ever felt it. I remember that moment was, we were just laying in bed. Honestly, we weren't laying in bed watching TikToks.
That'll do it.
But I know, it was like a simple moment. But we'd only been together a few months. I remember laying with Ellie and be like, wow, I really am in love with this person. Like, she's just great.
Yeah.
Just watching her like chuckle to herself at a TikTok. I was like, yeah, she's just the best. And then I realized how, well, no, because you realize how mundane someone chuckling to a TikTok is.
No, yeah.
And for it to move me like that was like, oh, wow, this is like really, I'm in love with this person.
That is lovely. I can remember, I think for me probably a lot of the ones to, it's embarrassing now, but when I like first spoke to Schlatt, and there was a long period where these dreams are coming true that you had no idea could even come true.
Sure,
and they were.
That's very potent.
The last time I really remember that, when I met Hypixel, when I hit 15 mil, that was pretty intense. But the first adult one of those I felt was when I'd done my third stand-up gig, and I'd had this yearning in myself for like a year or two to evolve into something different. I just was starting to really resent this like, hey everyone, like red and white t-shirt character I was doing that wasn't a character for a little while, you know, was me when I was like 16 and then just wasn't. I just felt this real unease and I wasn't sure what it was. And I just remember that, you know, the dust over that just being wiped off when I did my third stand-up gig, and I delivered it like similar to how I talk now, which is like, this is just how I sound, instead of like, so I'm like this. The reason I'm like this is because that's how I did my first couple gigs. And then it was like, hey, and then it like landed even more. And I just remember like, oh, you can be yourself again. And that was like, because what we were saying earlier, like I feel like you have these shards where you're yourself and it feels amazing, and then you're accepted for being that and you kind of stay into being that and you forget to keep being yourself.
I think it's maybe a product of what we do potentially, sure, rather than
I think regular people go through that
potentially
too.
They
definitely do. No, they definitely do. And
do
I think
I don't think I've ever found it prior to doing any of this that I felt like I had to conform in a certain way.
Yeah, no, but we were so young you wouldn't even have known.
Maybe
but yeah. Like, yeah, they definitely do. Like, yeah. But like, I don't know, that for me was a real, oh, wow. I remember on the train home, I was with Freddie and Danny and I was just like, holy shit, like, this is amazing. Let's do another deep one, man. This is fucking...
We don't have long, Tom. We don't have long.
Yeah, but on the Patreon, we can just hit the deep.
What advice...
You're not talking into the microphone. Sorry, let me move that back. The podcast. One of the very basic rules.
Forgot about it. Flory asks, what advice would you give a 16-year-old who has no idea what to do with their future? Fucking, I don't know, man, me neither. Follow your heart, follow your soul.
Yeah, probably just follow your instincts and try loads and do different things. If there's a part of you that thinks something might be good, give it a try. Because often from doing things that you go, I'm glad I tried that, but I didn't love that, is when you actually find out the most about yourself. Don't just sit about like thinking, you know, go and do, whether that's reading a book or going on a walk or going on a walk somewhere new or hanging. Like I sometimes if I'm feeling a bit low, I just go, right, I'm going to say yes to every social situation I'm invited to for the next couple of days. And that often gets me out of whatever rut I'm in. Because you go and you think, I'm not going to fuck. Like I was like, I'm not going to enjoy the Sidemen football match, am I? And I went to that, I was like, oh my, this actually lit up so many light bulbs for me. But like, you don't go into that thing. And you know, I had such a fun day with Harry. And some, I think reminding yourself what you know and think isn't true. It's just what you think. That, because it's very easy, especially in this world, to get trapped.
I also think one thing about like sort of school I found was that it really puts a lot of onus on knowing what you want to do and like next steps. And what I found is actually the best next step you can take after school is like, I think I'm like, especially at your age, but even at my age, I'm fucking 22, is like this part of life is to discover yourself and what makes you tick. So instead of being like, what should I do next? It's like, yes, look for the answer for that. Instead of like, trying to answer that question and then doing that thing, look, your work now is to find the answer to that question. And the only way you find it is by trying and discovering and doing things instead of coming up with the first answer that comes to your head and pursuing that. Because a lot of people make that mistake and that's how people end up unhappy.
And there's a lot of lovely advice in Tim Minchin's book about like, don't dream big. Like anyone who's done anything big, they didn't have a big break. They like did a little thing that led to another. Like I didn't want fucking to be a comedian or to have 10 million subscribers. I wanted this little, one day I went, I could maybe get a couple hundred subs on channel Nutpig, and then that led to trying to get a couple 20 Twitch viewers, and that led to trying to get some subs on fucking, to get YouTube, right? You know, it's all like tiny little things that keep going and going and going, and then suddenly it's like, I've always wanted to be here, but like
no, without realizing,
no one ever did. And it's easy to like self-grandiose that. Just fucking keep following your tiny little heart.
Well,
were you going to say something? What was that about?
I was, but I then couldn't decide what I wanted to say. Should we check how the worm is doing?
Yeah.
Fine. It's fine. Right, well, we have more to answer on the Patreon. I'll just give you a teaser now. Evie says, how do your thoughts work? Do you think in words, pictures, or shapes? Oh, well, you try and remember something. Right. Where do you think it comes from?
Guys, we're going to dive into the deep ones now, Patreon. Just so you know, this energy that we've been for this episode...
No, you really cut off the thing I was doing.
Well, let me just say this then, because I've already
started. Well, no, say it after.
Let me just... No, I've already started.
In the edit.
Let me just... They're really... going to be clicking off right now. I just want to say... Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I've had a whole bottle of Coke, so I'm a little too wired. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I am genuinely sorry.
Well... Yeah, so we're going to answer Evie's question immediately. So we'll see you over there on the... go on.
Patreon!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.